This is 60 Hudson Street. 60 Hudson Street was built in 1930. Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about whether it's Art Deco or not, and I'm pretty sure it was.
It is. It is Art Deco. It is actually, I think, on the state landmark of historic places.
Can we go in it?
We can go in. You can take photos in the lobby, and they have big like badge things. So you can't really go into very much of the lobby. They're very touchy, because for a lot of reasons. But so this building was originally the headquarters of Western Union Telegraph. And it was initially built out initially the Western Union Telegraph and AT&T used to share space until about 1914, 1920. Between then they kind of had this transition period where it became clear that Western Union was going to need a lot more space, and AT&T was going to need a lot more space. So this building got commissioned in 1928, finished in 1930, and it was kind of incredible. There was a gym in here. People they really took care of their employees. It was kind of cool. By the 1970s or so, it wasn't really being used as heavily, and there were a lot more office spaces here. But this is kind of an important place for the history of the telephone industry building out, and then by extension, internet. So back in the 19th, I'm wondering if I should just cut to the chase here. So basically there are ducts between this building and the next building. You see that building right over there with the big antennas on top of it?
Yeah.
So that's our last stop, and that's is the AT&T Long Lines building, which was the headquarters of AT&T's long distance division. Built in 1932. These buildings went up around the same time, and there are ducts that directly connect these two buildings to each other, because a lot of telegraph and telephone communications had to kind of connect back to each other. So back in the 1970s, when the telephone industry was being deregulated in the United States, there was really one big company, AT&T, and then all these smaller companies were trying to kind of get their get started. And challenge AT&T, I guess. And AT&T was not going out of its way to make it easy for companies like MCI and Sprint to connect back to the AT&T network, which kind of made them useless as phone companies. If you can't connect a phone call from Sprint to an AT&T call, it's what's the point? So a bunch of those companies realized that if they moved into this building, that they could just use the ducts that already connect these two, and AT&T couldn't really fight them about it. So it became this really important point in making it possible to have multiple companies running different phone networks that connected to each other in the United States. And kind of as a natural consequence of that, it became a center point for a bunch of internet switching materials. So this building I think that the actual date for when it sort of became a carrier hotel is the 1990s. Have I talked to you guys about carrier hotels yet? No? Okay. So whenever you're using the internet, right, it's a network made of other networks. A bunch of different companies own cables and antennas and stuff, and those different cables have to connect to each other at some point. When I'm at home and I want to watch something on Netflix, my request from my computer connected to the internet by Time Warner has to leave the Time Warner network and go to the Netflix network, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So a carrier hotel is where that happens. Basically, different companies like Time Warner or Level 3 or AT&T all have equipment in the same building, and there's sort of these connection points where a signal coming from one network goes to the next network and then goes back into that one. And so they're called carrier hotels because it's where the common carriers, which is a weird American term for telecommunications companies, it's where they check in with each other. Hotel, check in. It's cute. It's very cute. And this is one of the kind of biggest ones in New York City. The one we're going to next is one of the other two big, really, really big ones. And it's also kind of well known because it's where it's where the largest concentration of cables coming across the Atlantic Ocean from Europe, like, basically hit after they hit land. So, like, a cable running from the UK to the United States will, like, land in Long Island or New Jersey or something, and then that signal will immediately come here. So if, you know, you've ever emailed with someone in the UK, if you've ever emailed with someone in, like, Germany, if you've, basically anything that's on, like, the other side of the Atlantic Ocean has probably traveled through this building. Most of this stuff is only, I think, on, like, the 9th floor of this building, but there's, like, other data centers and other companies will set up their operations in this building because it means they're closer to the network and it's kind of, like, one less hop that their stuff has to do. Yeah, we can go inside the lobby, but they're very weird about taking photos, and, like, there isn't... It's pretty. It's very pretty, but, yeah. You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love me.